You're listening to Ali Moore on ABC Radio Melbourne.
If you live in Melbourne's outer west and you've got a young baby, when was the last time you had a visit with a maternal and child health nurse? You might have heard in the news that many Victorian councils scaled back the visits when the hospital system went to code brown. But in some areas, those visits haven't restarted and there's no news on when they might get back underway. So have you had a visit from a maternal and child health nurse? If you live in Melbourne's outer west, 1300 222 774 is the number. Dr. Raj Killern is a Western Suburbs paediatrician. Dr. Killern, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Raj here, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be part of this news. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being on the program. Can you tell us what the issues are with the maternal checks in the west?
At the moment, the issue is, in February, around, I think, 6th or 8th of February, the code brown was announced, and that's the time the services was suspended up to 6 weeks. And it was only restricted to new parents, new patients, and vulnerable parents up to 6 weeks. And it was hoping that it will restart down the track in 6 weeks, but unfortunately it hasn't been started.
Do you know why?
There could be various political or financial reasons which I'm not much aware of. I am more at the other end of the receiving end of the consequences of it rather than into why it has not been done. But what I am I'm proposing that it should be restarted, and this is very essential for the community.
And what are the consequences when you're on the receiving end? What are you seeing?
There's various, consequences already started trickling in, and we see in our practice every day. And COVID has, in fact, piled up these many cases and been postponed the regular checkups, and even the during that COVID time, the checkups was all online. So most of these cases were missed. The child with a speech delay, if your child is not sitting by 12 months and it been missed, child is not talking or not walking by 18 months. And in this type of developmental issues are very commonly missed. And because it's not an acutely presenting, so parents are also not taking that thing seriously because of their lack of knowledge too. And of course, the bit of a worry of exposure to the COVID. And we were expecting that, okay, now things are going to restart back and COVID is on the back door now. So these cases will come, and it should be given in a due attention by the maternity child health nurse and can be redirected to the services for the early intervention. But unfortunately, we do see already there is an influx of these patients, but many of them we do see quite missed cases, and a child who is a 3-year-old still not talking, and very classical signs of autism. But because the parents are not much aware, because they're young, inexperienced parent, and they're not having maternity child health services, somebody experienced to tell them. So these are the missed cases we do see.
And Dr. Killern, I guess it's not just about the child, is it? In some ways, it's also being able to, look the parent in the eye and see how they're travelling.
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked this very intelligent question, because mothers or parents rearing capabilities and abilities are also need to be assessed during this time. And the postnatal depression is such a common thing, and which is generally picked up by these maternity child health nurses or visiting midwives at home. And that is the most important thing. It's not necessary that these postnatal cases of depression present only within the first 6 weeks. These cases are present more later on, in my views, when the child is not sleeping well, baby is not feeding well, well. Parents are feeling overwhelmed. Father have to start back the job and mother is left at home alone and she's not able to cope. She's worried for small little things because she doesn't know what is normal for this child, what is normal cry, what is how to feed this child. So that complicate the whole thing. And these free visits to maternity child health center, this give them a chance of early detections and early support and directions to the mental health services if there is a need. But these things are also getting missed. And we, I do see, you know, infants coming 6 months, 8 months of age where the child is not growing well, not gaining weight. Probably the issue was because mom is struggling to sleep, how to feed, and the lack of knowledge.
It's such an important service. I think everyone who has had a child or knows someone who's had a child would know how important it is. So Dr. Killen, thank you for letting us know about what's going on in the West. We'll try and follow that up and find out a bit more about when those services might be able to be restarted. Thank you for talking to us.
Yeah. Thank you. My pleasure.